It's the best of the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Incredible story. Kids of all ages. Richard said, my dad has bees, and he went over to his house and showed me all the honey he had gotten from the hives. He took the lid off a 5-gallon bucket full of honey. But on top of the honey, there were 3 little bees, and they were struggling. They were covered in sticky honey and drowning, and I asked, can we help them? And he said, well, I'm sure they, I don't think they'll survive, right? Casualties of honey collection, I suppose. Finally conceded, my dad did, and scooped the bees out of the bucket. We put them in an empty yogurt container, put the plastic container outside, because there were bees flying around all outside because of the collection process. Put them in there. And just kind of left them to their fate, right? Later, my dad called me out a little while later, showed me what was happening. The 3 little bees, guess what? What do you think was happening with the 3 little bees that were stuck in the honey? They were surrounded by all their sisters. All these bees were female. They were cleaning the sticky, nearly dead bees, helping them to get all of the honey off their bodies. Wow. They checked later, one last time, and all 3 of the bees had been cleaned off enough to fly away, and the container was empty. Isn't that something? Bee sisters, bee teammates. Whatever happened to all that survival of the fittest?
This is all some kind of whacked out conspiracy. Maybe.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Must be hard if you're in a Nicaraguan prison where the conditions are terrible at best. I mean, and that's what happened to a Catholic bishop, Rolando Alvarez. In February, he was sentenced to more than 36 years on charges of treason. Critics said the interview was staged to deflate criticism of the cleric's conviction. Nicaragua. So we're going to pray about it. Just remember him all day long today. Rolando. That's his name. Rolando Alvarez. The prison suffers from overcrowding, inadequate medical care, violent guards, poisoned food, and there's other problems. That's what it says. So we pray for him. He has declined. He could live in exile in the United States if he wanted to, but he wants to stay in his home country right there. So we ask God to provide as a provider, Jehovah Jireh, for him there, for his safety, and Lord, I just pray that he would be, and I'm sure this is his heart for you, to be a witness to your love in that prison. And he's willing, he's sacrificed himself. Wow, it's amazing. Bishop Rolando Alvarez. And we pray the Holy Spirit to minister to him and to intercede for his behalf. Lord, in Jesus' name. You hate seeing about somebody who's in a situation like that, but it happens really all over the world, and we get an opportunity to pray for them, for God to intervene in it.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Speaking of really cool stories, if you lived in Rockland, Maine, I don't remember being in Rockland, Maine, but it sounds like a bucolic kind of place where a 3-year-old can leave his bicycle out in front of the store and not have it taken, but it didn't happen to this 3-year-old with his mom while they were shopping inside the store. So they put it out on social media, and a woman came to their aid and replaced his bicycle. Pretty cool. And they found out that the woman who made the difference actually was homeless. Can you imagine that? And of course, that really inspired people to support, to give out, reach out to her and to support her. And it's pretty cool. And so it's helping the Rockland Police Department as well. All kinds of things came out of that. And it's a really, really pretty cool giving story of someone. You know, I said, that woman that replaced his bike, she's homeless. Wow.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
My wife and I went to Sam's on Saturday. Now, you may go to Costco, the BJ's store, right? But, you know, they're the same kind of store, warehouse type of store. And she wanted to get out early, get to it. She was just itching to go. She's always like, you know, well, you don't have to go with me. Okay. Right. Okay. Don't you ever fall for that, guys. So we get out there with the crowds. and we're going down that very first aisle, kind of over by the left-hand side of the wall, over where the mattresses are and stuff, and there's a little display of all things car air fresheners coming in a pack of five, and I'm standing there, and so she's, you know, she's way down. She comes back and looking. And I thought, I just started laughing. I said, we haven't even started. Was not on the list. Of course, we only had three things on the list. So I'm standing there wasting 10 minutes looking at, but we got it. So then the rest of the trip was pretty good. And we're buying stuff for Easter dinner. My daughter was getting the ham. So that's all we thought she was going to get. So we were looking for the scallop potatoes, and they didn't have the sweet potatoes, you know, but so there's a lot of looking in there, prepared foods and stuff. Make a long story short. And by the way, I highly recommend the app. They have an app. And so you can just scan the barcode while you're going around the store, and then you don't wait in line. You just go right to the main checkout at the door there where the guy scans a couple of things, see if you're okay. It's really pretty cool, and it has really re-energized my wife, I'll tell you that, for going to the store. So the big question is getting home with frozen stuff. And the words, it's never going to fit in here, emanate from the freezer section. And you're going, oh boy. And I mean to tell you, you start cleaning things out, you know, rearranging stuff. It becomes like this incredible contest, kids. You think playing those games that you play online are tough? You ain't seen nothing till you get home with stuff that has to be in the freezer, and you don't have enough room to put it in the freezer.
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Mm.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
Good news out in Utah, and I did fall for the April Fool's joke that one of the ski slopes posted. Even though they have had record amounts of snow, they will not be open until November, and they did not cancel their summer activities. But they ski out there into June, and especially now. I mean, you know, they just record snowfall. I've said, and this is the first time in history that two, I'm sure they're mountains, ski slopes, towns, whatever, have had 800 or more inches of snow. I've said that to some people, and they gave me a look like, what? Because they're doing the math in their head going, no. Yeah, that's absolutely true. In Utah, one place, they experienced 130% more snowpack. That is significant. That, of course, is in the mountains. It has been classified as a year to remember, especially because now there are lakes. I was looking at photographs of lakes that are pretty deep, and they are filled with water. Isn't that amazing? Man, don't tell me people weren't praying, because it was bad. It was some of the photos. You've seen them probably in the last several months or more places. I mean, it was just incredible. So Utah gets about 95% of their water from snowpack, and all those places out there, all those, I mean, it's not the only one. I know Montana and Wyoming and places, California, you know, Lake Tahoe, places like that got record snowpack. So it will fill up the lakes and stuff. So that is a real blessing.
Amen.
Right there. I'm telling you, that's water, man. Woo.
The Sound of Life.
A little tribute to John Madden, who was born on this day in 1936. In case you don't remember John Madden, he was a football coach, won Super Bowl, the Oakland Raiders. A pretty large man, and he ended up to be perfect as one of the three announcers on football, and this is kind of the way it went most of the time.
And boom, the ball's there. Boom, we cross him. Boom! You know, like they do in wrestling. Boom! Boom! Right there. That's a wham block.
Yeah, you heard a lot of that when you listen to John Madden, but it was fun, and he once said, you know what? This is serious, what John Madden said. Stand for something. Always have class. And be humble.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.